Big Red Bench.
Tygog Murphy, corner forward.
Craig Leahy, full back.
William Kearney, cornerback.
All right, boys, we'll get the unfortunate stuff out of the way. How are you feeling after last week?
Pretty good in our race, you know, after coming to the final, coming back to losing Munster again. It's definitely not good. But the effort we put in, you know, we're unhappy now, but, you know, it was a great effort. So that's one positive, but it's not much in saying that. Like,
Craig, does it become one of the hardest Munster defeats because of playing so well and coming so close yet again?
Yeah, I suppose it was fairly disheartening, gutting, you know, at the end of the game when you're knackered, tired, and like having played, like, we conceded 3 goals, but we did play well in stages. So, and you know, just to be a puck of ball away again is fairly disheartening. So I'd say it probably is up there with it being the worst at the moment. John, you know, it's only kind of settling in now, or setting in at this stage when, at the weekend now, first weekend in I don't know how long, that you've no training or you've nothing to look forward to like that. So yeah, it's still pretty raw now at the moment. So.
William, it was an epic game when we were watching it on TV. What was it like to play him?
I suppose from start to finish, I've never played in a game with such intensity. I mean, the hits were very big, like, and I think the referee had a big part to play in that. Like, he kind of let the game flow, which was great for us. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, I suppose the one standout thing from the game was the game seemed to go on for ages, but you had to kind of finish in an instant.
Yeah.
I think it was 30 seconds where they got 2 points at the end. And for me, that was the most gut-wrenching thing leaving the pitch, was that it was so quick. They finished us off so quickly after us kind of playing so well in the game. Like, and yeah, that was just the real thing, kind of sticks in the head, like, you know.
Can we move on, Rory?
Yes.
Let's backtrack and talk about more positive times. And Tadhg, just captaining your club back to county success, where Stars have been for so many years, but this year, what does it mean?
Yeah, like, coming off losing Munster now, but, you know, we still have to look back and reflect on an unbelievable year. Like, when you're waiting 50 years to win a county, just even winning another one is just unbelievable. Like, for me personally, the captain, such a group of players, it's definitely the biggest honour I've had in my sporting career yet. Just going up the steps, receiving the cup, looking out on the field and just seeing the blue, black and white was it was unbelievable. Like, and you know, you have to reflect on it and say it was such a good year, and it's a year I'll never forget anyway.
And Craig, coming off, I suppose, the year before losing to Middleton in the county final, what was said when you arrived back for training to go back and win the county again?
Well, like, fellas, the management who came on, management Pat came back on board this year, and he said, like, watching from the stand in 2012 or 2013 against Middleton, like, he couldn't fault our effort or hunger or anything like that. It was just a few things that probably we need to tweak on the day that didn't work out for us. And, you know, we went back in January, worked in the gym. We didn't actually go onto the pitch until, I'd say the start of March. And fellas were fresh coming into the championship. No, I know we were beaten in the first round, but I just think there was the new management that brought the freshness again from the year before. Now, obviously, fellas were hurting. You never want to lose a county final. And look, we've experienced that now on two occasions. And it was just that drive from the players. Like, I think the players themselves, the group itself, is a very driven bunch. Like, it doesn't take like a big inspirational team talk or anything like that to get us going. We are very driven that way. And like that, the opportunity to get back into another county final, especially having been losing the first round, you know, we kind of refocused and just got back on the horse and got going again. So it was just the freshness that we wanted to get back and like, I guess, compete in Munster again. And unfortunately, as we said, we didn't deliver, but it's, you know, the goal every year is to win the Cork Championship, and hopefully again next year.
And William, I remember speaking to you before the county final, and you were talking about how after the defeat last year, you know, that losing feeling, you know, you didn't want to feel that again. It's talk about going from the low of 2013, the highs of 2014. You've seen both
yeah, like, I suppose, as Craig's already said there, like, we've kind of lost two county finals, and we know what it's like to be on the other side of it. And I suppose that's why we had a bit of sympathy towards the Glen this year. Like, they were on the wrong side of a heavy defeat, and we were there in 2009 when we got well beaten by Newtown. So I suppose it's a nice thing to have. It's not nice at the time, but looking back on it, it's probably stood to us over time. And I suppose one thing from last year, like even talking to a few people after the county final last year, they were kind of saying to me, "Oh, we weren't hungry," or that Milton looked hungry, or like to me, something like that is like total nonsense. Like I think as you go along and you start winning things, I think it makes you hungrier because you get that taste of success. And I think especially now, like I think a lot of us are 24 and 25, we kind of see, I suppose, you be kind of, as you go towards 30, you kind of see your shelf life is maybe even under 5 to 7 years max. So like, I think you just want to maximise that, get as much, squeeze as much in there as you can, and I suppose that's just winning is the most important thing, I suppose.
Yeah, talk to us about your path to the final and how you got there.
This year, as Craig said, there was a slow start, you know, probably because we went to the gym from January to say March and didn't hit the field till March was it was never like that before, so that maybe hampered us a bit. But in saying that, you know, Douglas beat us in the first round, hands down they were the better team in the night. We got two late goals, you know, Cusson kind of got two goals and made it respectable, I suppose you could say. So that was a shaky start, but it was probably a good thing in a way because we went on to play Bride Rovers and carried down, got us other games. We nearly had a banana skin against Carrigdon, but we got over that. That was one of the victories we were delighted with because people were saying, you know, we were going bad and stuff. But it was a victory we eked out. Mm. And then we got great form. You know, we played the Bears and we had a great display there. And the Pearcy game was grueling then for the semi-final. You know, it was up in the air for a long time in the second half there. And we were lucky enough to pull away to the final then. And, you know, the final was just something we've never experienced before. It's always been going to the wire and going to the last minute, but definitely a final you could actually enjoy.
Mm. And Craig, when you reflect on the year at this stage now, you've mentioned Pat coming in and changes that he might have made after 2013. Was there a point within the group where you thought, even yourself personally and privately, that we'll do it this year because of the changes that were being made?
Well, you're always like having success. We're always kind of hope. Well, confident enough that we will be in the latter stages of the championship. Like, I suppose the only real moment I felt 100% that we were going to win was the dress room before the county final. I've never seen a dress room as intense. The management didn't really speak. It was players spoke amongst themselves, and you know, as I said, we're extremely driven, and just I couldn't believe the, well, I could believe the intensity. And that was the only stage I 100% kind of felt that we were going to do it. Now, obviously, things can go against you, but fortunately we did. But it was, you know, now you take every game on its merits. And as Tyg Oak said, we could have been out after Carrigdon. You know, we could have slipped up. But as things progressed, I just felt we were getting better and better as the year went on. And that culminated in the county final performance like that.
William, Craig talks about the dressing room there. I know it's a very private place for sports people, but what happens in a winner's dressing room that makes Craig feel like winners before the match?
Yeah, like I suppose everyone has their own different way of dealing with matches and big matches, I suppose. I suppose some people kind of like to stay to themselves, and other fellas like to kind of try to motivate fellas and get them going and try to G them up a bit. Like, I'd be one of the quieter fellas now, like, but I think you've fellas like Craig and Keane Mack especially, who try to get fellas going, and they're kind of in their faces and they'll be kind of hitting against fellas. But I suppose everyone has their own way of dealing with it, and like, it's just, I suppose a lot of it's got to do with your personality, like, kind of suits other fellas just to keep away and do their own thing and listen to music and stuff like that. So like, everyone has their own way of coping with it, like, and it's just whatever suits you and whatever works you, I suppose.
Tyg, as you mentioned, it was a comfortable enough win on the day. Was it an enjoyable game to play in?
Yeah, definitely. It was probably the most enjoyable for me. It was very strange, like with 20 minutes to go, you know, the crowd was streaming out. But in my mind, I still was kind of thinking, right, they're going to rally here now and get a purple patch and come back. But it never came, you know. And it was only then, maybe with 10, 15 minutes to go, that we were actually saying, right, this is one, like, it's unbelievable. We've never been to county final where it hasn't gone to the last minute. Well, we were, Newtown hammered us, but the close ones that we won, they're not great for the heart, like. So this one definitely, like, was unbelievable to enjoy, like.
And that meant that you got the opportunity to take it all in, Tyg Oak. Did you start thinking about the speech and everything then, what was to come in terms of lifting the cup?
No, well, one of our selectors just advised me during the week, you know, maybe make out a few notes, put them away then the Tuesday, just in case, just to have it done. So that was probably great advice, because I wrote a few notes down, put it away and didn't look at it then again. So I didn't even have to think about the speech. And to be honest, most of it was just off the cuff anyway. It was just it was all thanking. It was all thanking people who made it possible, you know.
So, boys, marks out of 10, what would you give the captain's speech?
I couldn't understand the Irish, so I give it 5.
What do you think, Greg?
It was a bit long. Like, you know, we had a game 1 row 10 minutes ago. He could have shortened it up like that.
just what Will was saying there about people being vocal in the dressing room. Funny there that he said that, you know, he's one of the quieter fellas. At half time in the dressing room, he was definitely one of the most vocal. And it's just, you know, when you see fellas who don't usually talk, speaking, that kind of lifts the whole thing as well. So, you know, we're lucky enough to have that in the dressing room as well.
Craig, what were the celebrations like that now? You're well used to it now at this point, I suppose.
Yeah, but if you were down Riverstone Sunday night, it was the first one again in 50 years. I suppose a lot of older Sarris people, you know, they've been always been beaten by the Glen and beaten in county finals. So to a lot of the older people, that was a very special one to them, having beaten like one of the big city clubs like that. The celebrations were brilliant. We got a great turnout by the supporters on Monday night. There was a bit of an old parade, and you know, the support below was fantastic all year, and especially down in Kilmallock last Sunday, they travelled in great numbers. But the celebrations were very good, you know. But having said that, we did, like, it was Sunday and Monday. A lot of fellas went back to work Tuesday, and we're back training then Thursday night. Yeah. So, like, the players enjoyed it, and the club enjoyed it, but it was kind of back to business quick enough afterwards.
Mm. William, was it a particular point in the celebrations that was the highlight of it all for you, or full-time whistle, or where?
Well, I didn't get much celebrations. I was working the week after, so I kind of let that to Craig. He'd be good at that thing normally, like, so Craig is has a group of fellas with him there. They're well able for that, like, so. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be cool.
Like entourage,
is it? Yeah. There's 4 or 5 of them there, like, they're kind of. I still went out with the lads, and it was very enjoyable. But I suppose when you have been there 3 or 4 times before, and you kind of know the story, I suppose it comes around to the Tuesday, Wednesday, you know what's coming up in a week or two down the line. You've a Munster Championship game, and you're trying to get prepared for that. And I suppose Craig's just on about the sport this year. Like, I remember for the National Anthem in Kilmallock, just looking up and just seeing two Sarras flags just in the fence. Seemed like they'd been there for the last 2 weeks. Like, they were kind of, you wouldn't be taking them down very quickly. Like, and it's just great to see going up to Limerick and to see the support, and especially the young people. Like, you know, seeing us in playing Munster Championship, like, and it just kind of makes it them think that it's possible for them, and it's easy to emulate what we've done. Like, so that's the main thing. Like,
Craig, as William was saying earlier, this is a young team, 24, 25, maybe the average. There's no reason why you can't go out and win the county championship again next year.
Geez, hopefully, you know, that's what we've been looking for. You know, we won a minor county this year in under 16, so particularly in those ages, we've a couple of guys as well over the minor who be subs on our team who we're really hoping will drive on and push on and come and challenge for places, because, you know, the evolution of players and within the club, like, is vital. Like, you know, we need fellas coming through. Our team now, there's the majority of it, I'd say, was there 5 or 6 years ago, so, like, you know, that won't be the way forever, so we're hoping the fellas will really drive on next year, and you might see a few new faces in Championship.
Excellent, boys. Well, thanks very much for coming in. Congratulations on your county success. We wish you all the best for 2015.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
The Big Red Bench.
With Kiri's Hyundai. Believe everything you hear. Kiri's of Cork, Mallow and Middleton. Kiri's.ie.
Red FM.